"A handsome gift, Carlisi," Magister Illyrio said of the last, after he had told her what it was. "Most lucky." The gifts mounted up around her in great piles, more gifts than she could possibly imagine, more gifts than she could want or use. And last of all, Khal Drogo brought forth his own bride gift to her. An expectant hush rippled out from the centre of the camp as he left her side, growing until it had swallowed the whole Khalasar. When he returned, the dense press of Dothraki gift-givers parted before him, and he led the horse to her. She was a young filly, spirited and splendid. Danny knew just enough about horses to know that this was no ordinary animal. There was something about her that took her breath away. She was grey as the winter sea, with a mane like silver smoke. Hesitantly, she reached out and stroked the horse's neck, ran her fingers through the silver of her mane. Khal Drogo said something in Dothraki, and Magister Illyrio translated. "Silver for the silver of your hair," the Carl says. "She's beautiful," Danny murmured. "She is the pride of the Khalasar," Illyrio said. "Custom decrees that the Khaleesi must ride a mount worthy of her place by the side of the Carl."